my friends and all our Gbonge people, I greet all now. I dey welcome una today for this our special enjoyment weekend program when they develop our character, when we call Rivertics. My name now Marshall Stanley Uwom. Now me be Deputy Speaker for River State House of Assembly. And I'm going to handle this program today. We will show you something new, and your life will be better when you finish. But before we continue, make we take opening message from Her Excellency, Honorable Justice Suzette Eberechi Nyesom Wike. Now, he set up this program on the wife of our governor. We set up this our program so we would enjoy. We'll come back soon, eh?
Country people, I throw a salute give our better Rivers people. It's with my blender be smaller to welcome on now. Come another Rivertics Radio Talk Talk program where they help us arrange our character, make it better pass as it did before. Today Talk Talk, they on top how we go make sure say no katakata day for we River State. How we state go be state where everybody go free. They live inside with peace and nobody go they chook mouth for waiting no concern them. Especially as it concern how anybody they take serving God. Now this same talk then talk for the meeting where all the country for this world gather where Oyibo they call United Nations. For today talk talk, we won't follow see how everybody go they cool temper follow how your own religion they waka. Even as other people they follow their own religion they go as the world meeting talk. For this meeting where all the country where did this world gather together, there be mark register say every first week of February for every year, everybody must to keep and for mind say we get to trust everybody even if them be from different religion from our own. Sake of say, make we dey cooperate and make quarrel and yawa no gas scatter better thing with dey for ground. The meeting people talk say, them mark calendar sake of say, as plenty religion dey this world, it go good make we put our mind for the thing we go promote peace for all religion them. Then yan say, if we look and well, all the religion them agree say, God na God of love. And we suppose show love give our neighbor so that we go fit live for peace together. Experience don't show say people wey know they send for other people religion or where they have other different religion them wey know they like our own or their own. Them they do so because they no understand waiting day for that religion or why people they agree die follow waiting their religion tell them without doubting and them no understand the need for peace inside with society. For everybody to get in your own personal space, everybody get to strong their mind keep so that we no go allow waiting another person talk or do or even waiting they happen around us to control how we they feel. We too not supposed to they control other people like that. Make we no agree make our mind change so that we go they do waiting other people they do when they yarn as then they yarn. Peace go stand gidigba if we also no go force other people to follow waiting we talk or waiting we do because everybody get their own style. We both don't talk and say person mind they very strong and powerful. In fact, then talk say if we want achieve anything our mind think and well that thing go show whether the thing concern work or na wetin person fit make with his own hand like product or to think out enjoyment something or even to think out wetin fit spoil or destroy somebody or something na so our mind strong reach o. So therefore e dey important make our mind dey think good things we go make we dey do good things we go help everybody enjoy this world. This night we call positive thinking. This peace waka na personal matter because as Nelson Mandela talk and when in their life, in talk say, they no born anybody we carry hate for mind for another person come out from a mama belle. Whether the hate na because of the person's skin color, or because of the family where they born and inside of the situation, or because of in religion. Mandela talk say, this hate where people they hate other people, na learn them they learn them. And if they fit learn how to hate, they also go fit learn how to love because love now waiting God create join inside human being for their heart from the beginning unlike hate we no follow God plan. Make we follow Oga Mandela wisdom this week. Make we begin to teach our family member them and all our friend them waiting love mean. But we must to start with ourselves first though. Some of the things where we supposed to teach them we go make them get peace of mind follow include 1. To the thank God say we dey alive every day. 2. To they put mind and attention follow waiting the important or waiting really matter. 3. To they humble always for work where we do for people. 4. To they very grateful every time as when gratitude for our behavior more doors go they open for us. 5. To they always they happy and to get joy for our hearts no matter waiting day. 6. To they love ourselves and to like ourselves as God make us and also other people too. 7. Now to the love people and to agree make other people love us too without struggle. Number 8. To agree say the dreams where we carry for mind say we go do for this world, now we go do. We no go agree make another person choose our life give us. That will not go happen. Then again, we suppose to ask ourselves for everything we did do, whether na all our mind we take do am. One person we write book we name na Do Zantamata bring some kind character where we suppose learn, because then they make sure say person life they happy and it go day balance. Any advice say make we know they worry, instead make we open our mind more. Make we they laugh pass as we they spoil face. Make we know they too talk, instead we suppose to they cool down hear waiting another person they talk. Make we know they judge people for waiting them do, instead make we they understand situation and accept them. Make we be people of action, not be to they sit down look. Make we they grateful and they appreciate, because it pass to the holler and to complain give people. Make we know they fear, instead make everything we do follow with love. For person to get peace of mind and life, we get balance. Now major goal we they affect the peace of the family, of the community, of we state and even we country, and also the world. When things they balance, or as Oyibo they call them harmony, it is serve like fertilizer where they make peace to grow. If that fertilizer no day, peace could die small small and it go even the rotten. As we they teach all these things them so, make we they show working so. Make we they give people their way and tolerate them. Also, make we put trust, follow anything way we they do with other people, and make we they show love well well, especially for this week, from the 1st to 7th of February, where all the world go follow remember to ginger peace and to make people see say every religion for this world gets right to do as their religion preach. We suppose carry this kind mind throughout our lives. So whether you they worship God for church or for mosque or synagogue, temple or any other place as then they do, make we struggle, make we sure say we live in peace so that our world will be better and safer for all of us and our children. Today, our talk person, now our own brother, Oga Marshall Stanley Owom JP, and be Deputy Speaker for River State House of Assembly, and be senior man for people where they arrange law for our state, plus including say, in sabi manage things and people for any working place. He don't they do this work for government for long and even for private company. He don't they work for River State government and the people of River State for different places and for different capacities. Now this correct Oga go again and teach us why we supposed to live in peace with other people we know follow for our religion for this we state. Our Ogbonge Rivers people, for this year we River State don't knock 50 years birthday. Make we make sure say now our good character go announce us for where people gather. May God bless all of us and may God bless River State.
Don't sit, there are things to be done.
Every day.
With your bit, the battle will be won.
That's the way.
Be tolerant, be understanding.
Show some care.
Be just and undemanding.
Be sincere.
The road to greatness is rough. But with hard work, we'll surely overcome. Be proud of your state.
My people are welcome in Abaco. The topic going today we're going to talk about, we won't talk about religious tolerance. People they call them religious tolerance. And the one when we say all the kind of people when they go different places, when they go worship, when they follow church, they follow Muslim, when they go feed they stay together, when they go fight, they destroy themselves. Now we won't talk about. And the thing when everybody for not only for this state, everybody for Nigeria and they talk them. It there our mouth, we talk of sins. And this topic come out, they say, there one body for Obodo Ibo when they call United Nations. And February 1 to February 7, they call them World Interfaith Harmony Week. This week, now week when they take, they talk about how people go take, they cooperate together, how they go work together. And the United Nations General Assembly, when make that decision, sometime for year 2010, when they decide, say, make people see how they go come, they celebrate things to work together so that you know go here say this religion they fight this religion, that one they fight this religion. Is there one quotation when the former Secretary General in name now Dr. Ban Ki-moon, and this quotation he can't show what in this program they about. Make I read the quotation. In talk say the reason why they celebrate this World Interfaith Harmony Week be say they want make proof sabi to they work together, they tolerate, they put hand to hand, party, then they won't do. And they organize the program, they say they want people join hands together so that all those people when they cause confusion under the name of saying that religion, saying that this one when they worship and this one they worship, say all of us when we join hands together, we go resist them. Now I make, as I tell you before, February 1 to February 7 every year, all over the world, not only in Nigeria, now they take mark this period when all the different faith and all the different religion then, they go see how they go fit, they tolerate themselves, they work together, and they go they respect themselves. Nobody's going to talk say, oh, this one I'm my own, your own no good or you no good. Now they talk here, you know, say all over the world, even Nigeria self, most of this wahala katakata when they see, when they burn house, they cause problem. If you look and well, look inside with close eye, you go see say this religion of a matter follow put hand inside. And the reason why people they do this kind of thing is say, they not even get information for their head, they're ignorant, and most of them now be say the way they follow their religion self, and they take it too far. You know that quotation when Dr. Ban Ki-moon talk earlier, when we talk, now they show all these things when we talk, and I make it very, very important for all of us to join hands together, not be saying that only government, all of us will say we believe one thing or the other. We'll put hands together so that all this one, when person go say they will go burn person house, they will go destroy person property, they will go kill person because of under the name of religion. So it go end, it go stop. Make we know they scatter ourselves. If you see, say, even for Obodo Igbo self, for overseas, many of the things when they cause wahala, when they hear this name, when they call ISIS, for Afghanistan, for Iran, for Iraq, now mostly because of one religion they call the one, and no one call the names of religion. One religion will talk, say this, even within the same religion self, they fight themselves, they kill themselves, they burn themselves. In that one quotation, when one man, the man named Timothy J. Keller, he say, for you to tolerate a person, not be just be say now about what you believe, but what is the important be say that thing when you believe, how you take, they take, they interact, they relate to person, even I get disagreement. That's one when you say the following religion, how you think they take help, it they add value to you. You know, say nowadays, it is very, very common nowadays, because you say, person will condemn this person, this one will go this kind of place, this one will go this kind of place, then go to condemn, say, yeah, you be a person, they're all no good, and that thing no good, because for this place when we day, for this world when we day, even this country when we day, even this state, you know, all of us, they're different. They're different. And if you look all the religion themselves, talk, say, within the talk, self, most of them, they recognize this fact, say, all of us, as our face different, and so we follow different practice. And so we need to see how we work together. Our language not be the same. So how if you say all of us go fit there for the same house? If there one man went under, he named that Malcolm X for America. And the people went follow to talk, say, make this slave trade for America, make it end. He did what he didn't talk. He didn't give us advice. He say, we could not be in a hurry to condemn people because the person didn't follow how they believe or what they think. Or the person did a bit slow. You never feel catch up. In the slow down, you never feel catch up what they believe. He say, he did one time for your life when even yourself, it is when you say you know now, you don't know. So we get to be patient with people. That the thing when he talk. This thing is very important because it means say, we're supposed to open our minds. Now we say person will come teach us with our own free open mind. We're supposed to say, look, with humility, cool our body. No, say not be everything we know. This knowledge, now only God will know past everybody. Many things we don't know. So we're supposed to know, say, this learning of a thing, every day we learn new thing. So make you know, close your mind, say, oh, now me be past everything now. So this one oh no good. Okay, end. Now we talk here. You know, say there one man when they call Saul of Tarsus. Saul of Tarsus when we call Paul for a Bible. The man finish all the Christians then. For Bible, he cursed them because he believes saying they help God. He believes saying that God working they do. But in that one place when he can go, when he go to Damascus, in life can change. He can realize, say, all the things when he do, all the bad things when he do, say, under the name of religion, say, oh, na mistake. And I saw God can use them well, he can preach self, can change people's life, can do things. If you go look, you go see him. You know, say, this God, this is our Baba God. Baba God don't need to make anybody fight for him. When the book go talk, say, they fight, this their religious fight because of God. God don't need anybody to help him. Because God self, God knows in the power for pass. So he don't need your help. After not being make heaven and earth, and create all of us. Without any lie self, you go no say all the wahala for this world, most of them, you go look, religion get hand inside. And the kind of religion self, not be destroyed and gentle one. Now the one when they take her too far, when they go take gun, they kill people under the name of religion. You know nothing that they find for this religion self. You know it makes sense. Just they kill people. So then go carry bomb, put for their body, go commit suicide. It don't make sense now. It don't make sense. It is our constitution, the law where they guide all of us for Nigeria. We call a constitution of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. Section 38 for that constitution, subsection 1. It is everything in talk. If you look at with the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights, now the book when they put for United Nations will show which right we will get and which right we will not get. You know what will happen now? We'll take one small break. When we come back, that thing when they talk for that section, I go read them out. Thank you.
If you've got a problem and somebody helps you to solve it, what you gonna say? You say thank you. We gotta help each other, just like sister and brother. But we must not say thank you, thank you.
Those two little words that mean so much.
Two little words.
My people, I don't come back. Oh, welcome back. Before we go, this is our small break. I thought I go read one quotation, one place when I talk for Nigerian Constitution and Declaration of Human Rights. Make I read that now. That section say every person get free rights, get freedom. In conscience, in get free conscience to follow the religion when he won't follow, to follow the belief in one belief, whether not for in community, whether not for public, or whether not for private, for in house. He said the person get right also, even to the preacher, to the worship arm, to even the church, like evangelists they do. And nobody get right to go interfere with this right. So now in right, everybody get right. So nobody go come out talk, say why they worship God like this. Not be anybody business, am I right? But you know, as with this freedom we know United Nations and Constitution don't give us. When some people want to practice the freedom now, sometimes then they lead to katakata, they cause wahala. Because they know how to control them, how far they will come go. They go enter another person business. He did one man when they call about Einstein, man on die, man sabi book. He did one thing when he talk. He say, just law alone, self. Law alone, no fit protect us from freedom. But for us, what we need, he say, all of us need with one mind, I agree for our mind, say, look, we could tolerate other people. Because law alone, we make law, like we make law for house of assembly. That one, no day enough. Now, when people agree to follow the law, now the law go work. Now, about Einstein, they talk here. Nowadays, society, where we day now, things don't change. In those days now, we get to take follow our customs, our tradition, for church, for mosque, for everywhere. Things don't change now. Nowadays, they talk different thing. They talk say we're supposed to accommodate everybody. We're not supposed to talk say our own. Nine be number one, this one and number two. Now they talk nowadays. They want to everyone talk on this issue of tolerance. When we say make all of us a whole hand, nobody say we're the fat and safe. It's there for Bible when they talk. Now, Samaritan woman, if they want well when they go draw water for a well. When she go that place where they draw water, she come meet Jesus. And because in those days now, all the Jewish people and the Samaritan people, they never stay for the same place. They are against their law. They don't follow for their tradition. So the woman come fear, see Jesus and the man a Jew. Come say, how you won't be Jew? Come stay here when me a Samaritan woman. Say, no good now. Because they forbid her for their place. But you don't think Jesus talk? Jesus don't shout for the woman, harass the woman. Instead, he just tolerate the woman. He gets just clear mind. He treat the woman with respect. The woman herself come surprise herself. Now, from there, when the woman come, they follow herself. And that opportunity day for Bible, when they talk, you know, Jesus can't go to Samaria, he and his disciples. When they can't go there, go preach, the people will not come receive them. They say the people shun themselves. So these the disciples, when they call James and John, they come vex. They come tell Jesus, say, look, you know what we do? More will call Holy Ghost fire from up. May the fire burn all of them, consume them. But no thing Jesus talk. Jesus come vex them, come say, how you do that kind of thing? Jesus rebuke them, he vex them, say, make them stop that nonsense. Say, look, the work when I can't do, not but they can't destroy people. But I can't save them. So you see, even this one, what we see for this one, he said, Jesus said, no, bring mess of people going to destroy people. So if they practice their own religion, in a Christian or a Muslim or another religion, we're supposed to tolerate ourselves. You know, they were when we talk to them, we're going to kill ourselves. Now the message here. You know, one man they called Joseph Fort Newton. The man talked for one quotation. He said, men build too many walls and not bridges. You know what he mean? He doesn't say, when they do things, when they wage us, when they fire, how we take unite. He said, when they do things, when they take divide us. And that one no good. That one no good at all. If there's a kind of situation, like as Jesus did with his disciples, you know, say for some parts of this world, if they go preach and they shun them, they will just burn the whole place, scatter everything, destroy every place, burn the people. But you know, Jesus just can't come out here and disciples quiet, they can't go in that place, they don't destroy anything, they don't cause wahala. Now, how will they talk for this world interfaith harmony week? Make people know because under religion, go they scatter things, they burn things. More they fight our neighbor, more they tolerate ourselves. For our workplace, people don't say, oh, this one not they follow our church, or this one not they follow our mosque, this one not they have our own religion. So, now my enemy, we could fight, we could destroy them. No, that one no good. If there one people when they call internally displaced people, those people, you know, when they get war, or when wahala to come out, remember that time when floods come out, when people come run, some stay for field, some stay for classroom, IDP they call them. If there one organization, they call it Internal Displaced Monitoring Center, and one other group, when they call Norwegian Refugee Council. The people talk, say, when they come do their mathematics, they come forward and say, over 3.3 million Nigerians, they displaced because of all this kiki wahala under religion. In Nigeria, there are many organizations when they come up, when they promote all this interfaith, when they talk, that is, all these various faith and religion could come together, so they know they instead of destroying themselves, maybe they build up the nation together. And they one, when they call Interfaith Mediation Center, their work, we say they like to work their own work for community. They go out to see how they will take make peace. They unite people. If people get quarrel or get dispute, they will see how they will take solve the problem, and how they will fit get even people within the community. How they will they involve in the government? Now they work with that Interfaith Mediation Center. They do another one now. Women's Interfaith Council, their own business. They have to go see how Christian and Muslim go. They work together to see how they will take help themselves when they won't go forward. The other one now, Nigerian Faith Action Association. And the people who chair this team, one of them a heavy church man, Archbishop John Onayeka, and the other one that the head of all the Muslims serve, the Sultan of Sokoto, will be Muhammadu Saad Abubakar. Now these organizations now go talk just to see, say people don't go far for this. How we take gun body together, how we take home hand together, how we take work together. Nobody say under religion we kill ourselves. My people, you know what will happen? I go take one small break now. We'll take break, eh? When we come back from this break, we'll come look what we don't do, then we'll see how we take end up. Thank you.
Why are you so selfish? Why don't you care? I don't know why we hate our fellow man. Why must you try to block his way all the time? You see, the fault is not in him, it's in you. Don't just look helpless. Come on, brace up. Do the bit you can and leave the other men alone.
My Ogbonge people, my country people, I truly salute. Welcome back. You know, say before, we talk about some kind of groups who don't come out from Nigeria to see how all these various religions, they go join hands together so that we're not going to fight, they scatter, they kill ourselves. How will they preach peace? How will they preach unity? How will they develop our nation? We don't call those ones, we can't call their names. Interfaith Mediation Center, Women's Interfaith Council, and Nigeria Interfaith Action Association. We don't tell that one finish. And we talk, say, even one of the organizations self. One chairman and one chair, but the two of them, they join hands to chair. That one, I mean unity now. Archbishop John Onayeka and Sultan of Sokoto Mohammed Saad Abubakar. I told them when they chair together, joint chairman of one organization, to see how Christian and Muslim self could put hands together and move forward. Now, as we come back, it is good make I mention one thing when the former head of state do. That is under Dr. Goodluck Ebele Jonathan government. This matter said they worry them for their mind. So it is one organization when they form. They call them Nigerian Interreligious Council, NIREC, and they hold meeting for Abuja. And that meeting, we say, how we go bring all the various religious groups and all the people to come join hands together so that we're going to promote peace and how we stay together united for Nigeria. That meeting hold. And you see, as that meeting hold, it can show say true, federal government they interested and feel say they important for us, different religion to the discourse to see how we feel cooperate. So we'll feel live together peacefully. You know, say River State, unlike so many other places themselves, when Katakata the boss. River State, if you see River State, different people within River State, we call them for English, we call them multi-ethnic and multicultural. That is, Yoruba man dey River State, Igbo man dey River State, Hausa man dey River State, Fulani man dey River State, Akwa Ibom, Crossfire, Delta, everybody, all of us dey River State. You know, the Yasa people, they fight themselves, unlike other places. When they're very, very good, because you go see mosque for River State, you go see church for River State, you know, go Yasa, they go burn one mosque, or they go burn one church, or United, this River State when they talk. And the reason why these states, they can. And when people just in Waka free, you know, fear say, oh, hey, see this man, go kill him, he no go off my place, he need to worship my own, or he need to go church, or he need to go mosque. Now, they say, the government sit down, who brain, plan and when, where, how they go make the place stay good, make all of us stay, when Katakata no go the boss. Now, I make people don't know this thing. They make me say, even non indigenous, feel free, come relax for the state. After, you don't say, if they want commissioner, say, when I'm non indigenous, when they help, they make sure, say, anything when non indigenous wants, self, governor, self, go here. River stand now on the bubble. You know, say River say the bubble. See, everywhere people they say go slow day. Go slow day, the day where war day. Go slow day, the day where people won't come. People just say come River State. The whole place full because the place they conducive. If they do for business, people they move. And government they support things well. Even when Muslims won't go pilgrimage, government they support them. They give them support, they give them logistics. The government then look say, oh, here now Christian place. No. When Christians won't go pilgrimage, that's what they do. Other religions too, other people when they won't go, that's what government they help. Now when they talk, how could they take work together? Now they talk, say this one now practical demonstration of interfaith harmony. Now example of what we talk when United Nations they talk. Say World Interfaith Harmony Week. Government of River State show and where we're clearly. You know, this week when they come, which is February 1 to 7th, another opportunity when we, ourselves, not be saying our government, say, you and me, you when they listen, you when they your house, you when they village, then you and me now, we'll take our own and say, how we take practice this thing. So we, for our neighborhood, among our neighbor, we're supposed to promote tolerance and good neighborliness. That means we're going to embrace our neighbor, help our neighbor. You don't mean say your neighbor need to come to your church or your neighbor need to go to the mosque. If your neighbor get water, you too, you help him. Bible talks say, love your neighbor as thyself. You know, say, even for marriage sake, it is a people when they marry. Not be say all of them are the same religion. They marry husband and wife, they live for the same house. Even our friends, some of our friends, when they talk, say, I won't get friends when they my church. We don't, that's so the thing happen. Even for our workplace, even our children say when they go to school, even the school said when they select face, say, look, oh, this one, then they go to our church, or this one, they go to our mosque. You know, and you want to talk. Before I leave, you know, say, even all our Muslim festivals, say, Christians, they follow enjoy. Even our Christian festival, Christmas, Muslims take enjoy, other people take enjoy these festivals. But before I leave, may I leave this quotation with you? This quotation are from 35th President of the United States of America. He named that John F. Kennedy. The man don't die. But the man talk what he went important. He said, even if we don't fit end our differences, at least we could try to make sure this world is safe for us. He said, look, after everything, you know, after all said and done, the most important thing, he say, all of us, they live for this world together. We don't get another world. The same end now with the Brits. All our children, now with the world, make their future day bright. And above everything, all of us are human beings too. On that note, I want to thank you as you take a listen to us. Until another time when we meet, I say thank you very, very much. God bless Nigeria. God bless River State. And God bless you too.
My correct and confirmed country people. That's what the program River State take my break today. And at this show, cautiously show say, the program, they touch your body and make your body the paparaje. As all of us do your body together to make sure say, our society na better place for everybody. If you want download, you could fit download this program today on or the one we don't do before. And if you know join body for today program countryman, you can fit enter my website www.reefatis.com to listen and to download all the episodes of this program. Countryman, no forget say to carry this work we don't do so, take give your friends the ones waiting for school plus including people for your community. Na FOC, that one are free of a charge. Oh yes, join your body on top Reef Ethics family now for Facebook and Twitter. It is very simple. Now at Reef Ethics, and you can fit call our phone numbers to take ask question as a concern what we don't talk today, plus including the ones we don't talk before. The phone numbers now 0808-917-7707 0902-917-7706. You can fit send us an email on top reefatis@gmail.com. Countryman, this program Reef Atis, as I tell you, if you listen to our 5 radio stations for inside River State, every Saturday on top 92.3 Nigeria Info, now from 8:30 in the morning to 9 o'clock bonkwen, and they will go repeat the broadcast and they will come take the program again for 12 in the afternoon till 12:30 on Sunday. Then on top Radio Rivers 99.1 FM, now 9 o'clock in the morning till they reach 10 o'clock. And they will come play the program again on top the same time on Sunday. On top Redeem 93.7, now from 2:30 in the afternoon till they reach 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And on Sunday, they will come play the program again for the same time, I don't tell you so. Then on top Tension 98.5 FM, now 6:30 in the evening till they reach 7 o'clock. Then they will come to play the program again on Sunday around 5:30 in the evening till they reach 6 o'clock. I sure so I hear that one. Until the next week, countryman, with another person, we will talk more for this program. So, not forget to say the way we they talk, not the way you they behave. So, therefore, talk well and behave well. And I wish everybody confirm and correct week ahead. I salute you.